President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's latest decision is, quote, illegal. This is how senior Iranian lawmaker Ahmad Tavakkoli has bluntly put it. In an open letter to Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani, Ahmad Tavakkoli has pointed to a central bank meeting chaired by the president on June 3rd and warned that the decisions made in that meeting are against the law.
As a supervisory member, I have to report what I see. According to their recent decision, the government's debt to central bank, which amounts to 110,000 billion riyals, should be settled with a total of 740,000 billion riyals of profits resulting from the increase in the official and market price of foreign currencies. This is Amendment B to Article 26 of the law.
But Iran's Minister of Economic Affairs and Finance, Shamseddin Hosseini, has completely denied this.
No, this is not true at all. It's not true. Article 26 of the law stipulates the exact opposite.
Ahmad Tavakkoli, who is known for his critical approach to government policies, explains that in the CBI General Assembly, it has been decided that foreign currency be overpriced in order to reduce the government's debt. Experts say this is not the first time things like this have happened.
It's not the first time that the government devalues the national currency in order to compensate for its budget deficit. Of course, we know that this has terrible consequences, an increase in liquidity and a sharp rise in the inflation rate, which not only harms the people but also the production center.
But not all MPs agree that this decision will have negative consequences.
With all due respect, I have to say that I do not agree with Mr. Tavakkoli. The government has made profit from the increase in the price of foreign currencies and has used the extra income to fund national projects.
Meanwhile, Tavakkoli is expecting the parliament to use any means possible to nullify the president's decision.
As a supervising member, Ahmad Tavakkoli has done his job. He has informed the parliament. And now it's up to Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani to take the next step. How far will this go and whether the parliament will take this up with the judiciary is still a question. Gisumisha Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.